Thank you very much, Jan. It seems that the climate issues are bringing a whole lot of acronyms to us as well to add to the pile that we already have. Wonderful. Thank you all very much for keeping for time. We've had a lot of very insightful comments and things to think about. I'd just like to mention one thing before. Could you bring the draft? Yeah, we will read these in a moment. I'd just like to mention that we've talked about all the different standards that there are, but I would just like to speak on behalf of the UNCFACT standards, as they are, that we are rather unique in the approach we've taken in building these reference data models over 20 years with more than 1,000 experts contributing during that 20 years, because we have considered uniquely the ICC Incoterms. This makes a huge difference to how actors behave in a supply chain and who does what. It's a very important concept, and it affects transport very directly as to who pays for the transport, who organises, etc. And there are I don't know of any other standard that takes that into consideration. And the second thing that we take into consideration is our very important aspect of legal instruments and conventions. And my colleague to my right here is a good example of where we take into account the for our digitalization, the ECMR protocol in particular, and so on. And dangerous goods regulations. These things are really important, and the e-phyto standards and all these SPS standards. So we've taken those into account as well. But sitting in the back of all that is all the business-to-business trade actors that actually make it work as well. So I think that makes it rather a unique selling point, and I'll leave it there. But I'm going to read this draft plenary decision for us to note. I've got one fly here that keeps flying around and landing on my screen. I'm going to have to kill it at some point. Yeah. Okay, so let me read this now. This is the plenary decision 4, which is... I'm not sure we had 3. The plenary welcomed the policy dialogue on climate smart connectivity and trade and transport corridors and highlighted its relevance to inclusive and resilient in regional and global trade integration and sustainable development. In response to the 70th Commission session of ECE, I think it should say, and building on existing UNCFAT work supporting multimodal data exchange along supply chains, the plenary encouraged the development of a policy recommendation and accompanying implementation instruments to support the United Nations member states in enhancing digital and sustainable trade facilitation along trade and transport corridors. Are there any questions about these draft? No, I see no. It is lunchtime coming, so maybe. Thank you all very much. I think we will accept those. And I think at this point we're at lunch. Is that correct, Secretary? Okay. We now break for lunch and we reconvene at 3 o'clock. So no coffee break, but a long lunch. Thank you very much.